This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So, Katie is a little bit of a survivor.
Oh, God.
And I'll say it. She recently made a purchase off of Facebook Marketplace. And if you don't know what Facebook Marketplace is, it's like Craigslist. You go and you meet up with people that are selling stuff. And if you work out a deal over Messenger, strike it up. You go and you meet somewhere, and then almost always they tell you, bring cash. And then you go and you give them cash and they give you the product. It's rife with scams, just so everybody knows. But I know what you're saying. You're thinking, sounds unsafe. Don't worry, though, because Katie, you went with somebody?
You know that I didn't go with somebody. Okay.
She went alone. She went alone.
I didn't go to this person's home. I didn't give them my address.
Right.
We found a central meeting point because he was all the way in Rancho. So I'm not going to drive my happy ass to Rancho. What?
People from Rancho are dangerous.
Okay.
That's a stereotype.
Everybody from Rancho, I hope you heard that.
What?
Yeah.
It's true.
That's a stereotype.
So we found a central meeting point in the daytime and made an exchange.
If you have an opinion about this, call or text us. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Craigslist meetup. Or a Facebook Marketplace purchase. Do you go alone? Do you bring somebody?
Okay,
I can't believe we have to have this conversation, because leading up to it, we knew, Kevin and I knew, that you were going to do it. And we were like, we're begging you.
Right.
Please don't go by yourself.
Okay, I would like to tell the real story, which is the entire time, because I left work to go meet this person and at a 7-Eleven, and the entire time you guys were texting me, asking me if I was still alive, saying that it wasn't really me responding, it was the person that had murdered me, and when I left here, you guys said, okay, bye, we'll miss you, but we'll cherish your memory forever.
Yep.
Guess who didn't say any of these things?
Who?
My husband.
That's a different story for a different time.
I'm more concerned.
He didn't even ask where.
You know why? Because he's waiting on that sweet, sweet life insurance policy.
And he just said, woohoo!
916-909-1065. Monica from Davis. Do you go on a Facebook Marketplace purchase with somebody, or do you go alone?
You go with somebody.
You go with somebody.
Okay, so keep in mind, where this is, there's lots of foot traffic.
And it's also in the ghetto.
It's a 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Yeah, where there's lots of people.
But that, it's not
you
like you
go to a 7-Eleven to meet a rando off of a Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly.
I chose to do 7-Eleven instead of a comic book store that is gated.
I think a comic book store would have been safer.
There's no foot traffic. There's no foot traffic at a comic book store. There's nobody around.
Do you think that Katie made a mistake by going?
By herself?
Yes. Why didn't you say, how about we meet at a police station? Why don't you say something like that? Or how about we meet at a fire station or something like that? Somewhere where there's like people around that actually are armed, helpful people.
I assume many people at the 7-Eleven are armed.
What were you getting from the marketplace?
Oh, boy.
A two-person blow-up kayak. Still in the box.
And that's the other thing, too. Monica, she didn't ask, you know, she's not bringing along somebody to make sure that, like, it's in good condition.
Okay, can I say something, though? I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
The suggestion was bring Kevin.
Yeah,
now, you shut up.
Well, that's because you chose the middle of the day when everybody's working to do it. You should bring your husband.
Oh, okay, listen. The suggestion was bring Kevin. Let's say I bring Kevin and I am attacked. What is he going to do besides scream like a woman?
He probably would be like, fire, fire, and everybody knows.
Exactly.
And look.
At the very minimum, it would be a witness.
Yes.
Yes. He could probably get the license plate number. Yep.
Okay. Monica, thank you so much. Everyone who has texted into 909-1065 agrees with you. This is an open and shut case. Don't ever listen to Katie for advice because she literally risked her own life.
But who is the owner of a two-person blow-up kayak?
Well, it hasn't gone in the water yet. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.